This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea's leader vows no war with North Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says U.S. President Donald Trump has promised to seek Seoul's approval before taking any military action against North Korea. He says only South Korea can decide military actions on the Korean Peninsula. Nobody can choose to carry out military action without South Korea's consent. The U.S. and President Trump have made a promise to fully cooperate and ask for our agreement in advance before utilizing whatever options they might use against the North. President Donald Trump is still doing what he can to leverage the situation via China. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, had a sit-down with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
You and President Trump were committed to our improvement in military-military relations, and we have approached it with great commitment, candor, and we certainly want to deliver results.
The U.S. has called for a serious effort by Pyongyang to ease tensions by halting its missile and nuclear testing. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for fresh diplomacy.
And it is why it is so important to dial down rhetoric and to dial up diplomacy. For my part, I want to repeat that my good offices are always available, and I conveyed this message yesterday to the representatives of the six-party talks.
And the six parties would include the Koreas, the U.S., Russia, China, and Japan. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga on Wednesday vowed to challenge this month's election results in court.
You have now decided to move to the Supreme Court and lay before the world the making of a computer-generated leadership.
Odinga has called the outcome of the August 8th election he lost to President Uhuru Kenyatta fraudulent.